You may have seen on federalnewsradio.com that Phil Bond is leaving his position as president and CEO of Tech America. They've undergone quite a few changes in the 5.5 years that he's been in charge there. And the federal tech landscape has changed quite a bit, too. Phil is here now to talk about where he's going and where he thinks federal IT is going. Phil, good to talk to you again. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, you bet, Francis. Always great to be with you and your audience.
This is obviously the last time I'll talk to you as the president CEO of Tech America, but your organization's changed quite a bit since you took over there.
Well, it has. We, with the board of what is now Tech America, had a big idea, which was to put a number of the associations together to have a bigger voice to administrations and to Capitol Hill and into state capitals across the country on the issues that matter most to IT and innovation, tax, trade, talent, and technology issues. So that's what we did. And so Tech America is a much different thing than it was 5.5 years ago, and I think positioned to be that big voice to government.
What do you think is different about federal IT than 5.5 years ago when you started there?
Well, I think it's always and continually moving more and more to try to close what Vivek Kundra used to call the IT gap between government and the private sector. So that means trying to take the best of the private sector, bring it to the public sector with the special needs that government has.
You are headed to the lobbying world, and you mentioned in when you talked to Jason Miller about that, and we have the story about it on federalnewsradio.com already, that you're attracted to the lobbying world, something you've wanted to do for a long time. What is it that pulls you in that direction?
Well, it's just a matter of experience and getting a little long in the tooth here in town. And I've worked in administrations on Capitol Hill for associations, for companies. And as you build that network, you start to realize that maybe you could impact it through your own business, through your own shop. As we laughed about in the earlier conversation, it is a time-honored tradition.
What direction do you see federal IT right now? What's your overall assessment of where agencies are? I know it's rather broad because everybody's at a different spot, but if you had to kind of combine them all together and say where agencies are, how are they doing?
Well, I think agencies are trying very hard to do the right things, and it's a multi-level chess game that they have to play. Appropriators on the Hill, administrators within the White House or their agency, and so it's hard, and then it's made all the harder because the technology changes all the time. It's constantly updating and refreshing new models, new approaches. So I think they're trying very hard to move in the right direction. You see that with the FedRAMP and some of the movement toward the cloud, trying to get the efficiencies of the new architecture, new technology. They have a very tough job to try to move in that multi-level chess game, keep up with the technology, and serve the taxpayers.
Well, and the congressional element there, too, it's a little bit different than the private sector, where you have to not only decide what you think is right for your agency, but then sell it so you can get the money to be able to do it every year.
Yeah, and you may have to sell that once, twice, three times, or four times, depending on the legislative process, or if you're going through regular appropriations versus a CR or mm-hmm. a showdown or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, it's a tough job, and you got to sell it many times over. Not always just the same as business. I think that is a mistake that private sector folks make often when they look at government or throw their hands up and say, well, why can't they do it like we do it in business? Well, it's not exactly the same game. There are some similarities, but some real dissimilarities too.
You brought up the two least favorite initials in Washington, CR.
Yeah.
How do we break out of that? Is that just really something that only Congress has control over, or is there a way to influence from the outside that process to get Congress to understand? I've had agency people say, I spent more money under the continuing resolution because of the way I had to move money around and the way I had to do some procurements than I would have if I would have had a budget, even at a higher top line number that Congress didn't want me to have.
Yeah, it's just an ongoing and massive education project. And I think what gives me hope in that regard is that the American people are going to have more and more information at their fingertips all the time. So these facts will come out that, wait a minute, in this one element, a CR maybe doesn't really save the taxpayer money, or we're going to have to waste some money or whatever. So as these things come out, I think the pressure builds to return to the regular order, regular appropriation processes and so forth, because ultimately some regular order like that is going to serve taxpayers better. I think maybe the flip side of that would be some flexibility for the agencies on multi-year money and color of money and some of the issues you've talked about with your guests on the show, so that you can have some flexibility, move with the technology, make the changes you need to make.
What's your timeline? You're still at Tech America, but not for long, obviously.
Just helping here in the transition. We're fortunate to have a really experienced guy by the name of Dan Baroni taking over the reins, who's experienced at NAM and the a number of other associations in the past, so he's an experienced guy taking over. I'm just transitioning with him a little bit, and on November 1, Patrizio Bond will be in business on life science and technology and innovation issues.
Well, congratulations, and don't be a stranger. I'll look forward to having you on once you get settled at the new place.
We'll look forward to it. Thank you so much.